Так, this is retaining on Nancy LeCroy. LeCroy. L as in Lancy. LeCroy. LeCroy, Nancy, Nancy. Date of birth is 12/19/1959. Please make a copy for Glenda Ramirez, MD. Ramirez, RAMIREZ. Glenda, GLENDA, MD. Glenda Ramirez. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is shortness of breath. Status post TAVR, TAVR. Next paragraph. First present illness. This is a 65-year-old lady who had a history of aortic valve stenosis and undergone a TAVR procedure. TAVR procedure. /6/25 at Halifax Medical Center. The patient postoperatively was on oxygen via nasal cannula and was noted to be hypoxic, and upon weaning the oxygen she desaturated into the 80s and thus was discharged home on oxygen at 3 liters, which she has been wearing continuously. The patient also had a chest x-ray, and she had a CTA of the chest done on 8/12/25, which showed a no central pulmonary emboli, and there was a tiny left pleural effusion and moderate fibrotic changes in both lung fields, and a small nodular ground glass densities in the upper lobes bilaterally, which may be an early infectious process. Mildly prominent mediastinal lymph nodes, period. The patient has a cough but does not bring up any sputum. She denies hemoptysis, fevers, chills, and night sweats, but has some significant leg swelling. Patient is not aware of any previous lung disease and has no prior CT scan to compare, period. Next paragraph, past history is based on past history. Has included history of aortic valve stenosis, history of cholecystectomy in 2016, and upper and lower endoscopies. It also has a history of cirrhosis and gastroesophageal reflux disease. No history of diabetes or hypertension. Next, allergies, none listed. Next, habits, the patient smoked one pack per day for 21 years and no significant alcohol use. Next paragraph. Family history: father died of heart disease, and mother died of valvular heart disease at age 26. Next paragraph. System review: the patient denies weight loss but has fatigue. She has no glaucoma cataracts. She has nosebleeds but no hoarseness or sore throat. No urinary frequency or flank pains. She has shortness of breath and some wheezing and cough. She has no nausea, vomiting, or rectal bleed, no diarrhea. No chest or jaw pain, but has palpitations and leg swelling, and no depression or anxiety. She has easy bruising. She has joint pains and denies seizures, headaches, or memory loss, and no skin rash, no itching. Next, allergies, none. Next, med list: Synthroid 100 micrograms daily, Protonix 40 milligrams daily, Atorvastatin 20 milligrams daily, Lasix 40 milligrams daily, Potassium chloride 20 milligrams daily, and aspirin 1 daily, Midodrine 5 milligrams, 10 milligrams TID, and Plavix 75 milligrams a day. Next, physical exam: this averagely built elderly white female is alert, mildly tachypneic, but no acute distress. Blood pressure 118 over 70, pulse 96, respirations 22, temperature 97.8, weight is 150 pounds, saturation 90, on oxygen. HUNT anomphalic, pupils are reactive, tongue is moist, throat is injected, ears no inflammation. Neck no bruise, no lymphadenopathy. Mild means distension, trach midline. Chest equal movements with crackles at both lung bases with diffuse wheezing bilaterally. Heart, the absence are regular with no definite murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, edema 1+ with decreased peripheral pulses. No cap tenderness, reflexes of 1+ with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves grossly intact. Skin was dry and cool. Next paragraph, impression number one. Pulmonary edema with apoxemia. Number two, status post TAVR. And number three, probable interstitial lung disease. And number four, COPD. Number five, anemia of chronic disease. Number six is lung nodules. Next plan, patient has been advised to continue with Lasix 40 milligrams a day. Oxygen at 3 liters nasal cannula. And was given a nebulizer with Duonep solution 3 times daily. And PRN. A complete pulmonary function study and a Doppler of the leg veins will be obtained. Copy of a recent blood work was requested. And follow-up chest CT will be requested in 2 months. A follow-up visit in 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Glenda Ramirez, MD. Thank you.